is conditional use number 2068, Charles J. Short.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 24.9784 acres, more or less. The property is located on the southeast side of Cordry Road, Road 308, approximately 0.72 miles southwest of Mount Joy Road, Road 297. The 911 address is 30226 Cordry Road, Millsboro. The tax map is District 130, is 234, Map 28, Parcel 146. Staff notes that the applicant did submit a survey of the property. There was a staff analysis, and we did receive comments from the Natural Resources Conservation Service and the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
We thank you. I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that you might be Mr. Short.
I am.
All right, sir. If you would state your name, and then you may have the floor.
I'm Charles Short, and I live at that property.
Okay.
I'm a little green at this, so bear with me here.
You just fine. Just imagine that you and I are sitting in your living room having a conversation. You did hear what our director read into the record on your behalf. If you have anything you'd like to add, we'll be happy to hear it.
Now, this is just an automotive shop that I would like to go into after I retire from the Cape May Lewis Ferry, which won't be for another 6 years.
Okay.
But something that was a hobby and now has become more of a business.
Mm-hmm.
So just looking to expand that for my future career.
Are you currently operating there now?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell, was this a subject of a violation or no? Just a question.
I believe we sent a letter letting him know that he needed a conditional use.
Okay. So it was just a letter notification.
If you did, I don't recall.
If
but
not,
it's fine.
It came in.
Just a question.
But there is no, I don't think there's an active violation.
Just a question. Just a question. All right, sir. We'll see if anyone else on the commission has any questions for you, and then we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So do you also live on the property?
Yes, sir.
That's the house. And you're currently doing some maintenance work in there now?
Yes, sir.
Looks like you're running a clean operation.
Yes, sir. Due to my wife.
Yeah.
Currently here.
I know the feeling.
I see a lot of people nodding their heads. She must be a legend.
Correct.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Ms. Stevenson.
I'm just curious, what is it you're planning to do? Are you, this what you're doing
automotive
now?
Automotive repair.
Well, I know that, but I mean, do you want to do more than what you're doing now, or?
Not that I presently can think of now. Okay. When you say more.
I mean, you've got 25 acres here. Are you planning to like put in seven bays and?
No,
let me,
not
yeah.
That's,
no. Let me just address that for the benefit of the applicant and of the new commissioners.
Thank you.
This is an application for a conditional use. Conditional use gives the commission a wide latitude to establish stipulations, and one of those stipulations that we can establish are boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
It is a 24-acre parcel. However, I don't feel that we need to make a 24-acre conditional use. I think your conditional use, if it were granted, could be reasonably limited to the 2 or 3 acres that your building occupies, the area immediately surrounding it, and so on.
That is correct.
So that would be, you know,
that was
indeed, and that's a good question. It's a great question, and brings us to that point of talking about the fact that the boundary for the conditional use does not have to follow the property lines. It can be limited to a very specific area, and in this instance, that would be my preference. But I'm only one of five, so we'll see what everybody else thinks.
I understand.
Okay. Mr. Trout,
did you have
anything else?
Good.
Okay.
I'm good. That's what I wanted.
Mr. Trout,
no questions, thanks.
Mr. Ross,
yeah, just a couple. Do you
Do you have employees now?
No, sir.
And do you plan on having employees when you retire?
There's this possibility when I do retire and then go into this full time.
And so, Mr. Robertson, can you remind me, because he has no employees, is this one of those owner-occupied things or not?
You know, because he's, it doesn't fall into the home occupation category. It's kind of outside of that.
Just want to make it clear. Do you plan on having any used car sales or anything of that nature?
No, sir.
And then a lot of times we can limit the number of cars that might be outside. Mm-hmm. So that we don't have 25 cars parked that are disabled and whatever. I mean, do you have any idea how much business you're going to have, how much latitude you need as far as vehicles that might be waiting to be repaired sitting out in your lot?
My wife has a 5-car limit as of right now, but I'm trying to increase that. So maybe you guys could be more lenient, but I don't know.
So maybe if we allowed you 10 cars and wait or something like that?
That would be nice of you. My wife may override you on that.
Yeah. I assume that if we allowed 50 and she wanted 5, you're going to be stuck with 5.
I'm going to be stuck at 5. Yeah. Yeah. I do appreciate your leniency. Yeah.
The area, so we can better define that, as Ms. Stevenson questioned, it's kind of an odd-shaped lot. It's very well maintained, by the way. Is it 2 or 3 acres, or do you need more than that to carve out? I understand you'll have to survey that and do a site plan, you know.
Okay. We did. I thought that was surveyed out there. That plan was
it is, but it's the whole 24-acre parcel.
And then did the surveyor, I thought, survey did mark out where that plot is now.
Oh, okay. So you have this.
Yes.
The paved driveway would be part of it or not?
The paved driveway is part of it.
And then that block around the building?
Correct.
Okay, got you. Okay, I didn't realize that. So your conditional use is really for this block around the building and the driveway? Got
yes,
you.
Sir. And I'm sorry, that may have been Ms. Stevens' question.
That's why we're here, to clear this stuff up. Okay, very good. And as far as your repairs, used oils, do you plan on having a recycler pick up your used engine oils?
When I do go full time, I think we will definitely get something to have recyclables. No question about that.
Okay. Mr. Robertson, if he's talking about retiring in 6 years, if we granted the conditional use and council agreed with whatever conditions, he has what, 3 years to start that business?
Yeah, but it sounds like
he's already underway.
I'm already doing it.
Yeah. You're right about that, but
I just want to make clear that.
Yeah, because if it's abandoned or it's not started, it would just.
So just so you understand, if you quit your business for a period of 3 years after two. I'm getting old. I'm trying to advance time, I guess. So you wouldn't have any work done outside. It would all be done inside.
For the most part, yes.
Okay.
It's a real nice day like today. It's nice to work outside.
And I take it since you work, you might be working some weekends then?
Yes.
Okay. And so would you be working on Sundays as well or no Sunday days?
I do at times, but usually save Sunday for family day.
Okay. Would you require a sign out front, lighted or unlighted or anything? Any kind of a sign to direct people to your shop?
Currently, I have nothing. Is that something I need to
ask for? You're allowed a 32-square-foot, 4x8 double-sided sign, and it can be lighted as long as it's directional.
Okay.
Okay, lighted sign. And would you have a dumpster of anything for waste material, just solid waste materials?
Right now we just have the waste management cans, the curbside
cans. For your residential use?
Yes.
We'll probably put a condition in there that if you ever had a dumpster, it would have to be screened, okay?
Okay. When you say screened, what does that mean?
Just from, you might put a wooden fence around it so that people just can't see the dumpster. It's for aesthetics. Mr. Chairman, I think that's all I need. I'm a little reluctant to press the gentleman on hours because of the flexibility, and I'll leave that to you to decide whether you want to press that issue or not.
Well, I think it's worth, certainly worth mentioning. One of the things that the commission has the ability to do is to limit the hours of operation, and it is typically a question that we would ask. I mean, common sense would dictate that you're probably not planning to be open 24 hours a day, but if we don't limit the hours, you could be open 24 hours a day, and the next person who comes there might decide they want an all-night auto shop, and okay. That might not be the best thing for the neighborhood. So I would ask you what you might anticipate for hours of operation.
Usually, once is that currently or when it goes full time?
Well, I would say when you were in full operation.
Full operation would be usually 8 to 5, and then could be up to 6 days a week.
Okay, all right, that's good. And as far as waste oil and so on and automotive fluid waste, how will that be? How will you deal with that?
That'll be per state regulated.
Okay. That'll be and the storage containers for that will be kept inside?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anyone else have any questions at this point? Okay, there being none, if you take a seat nearby.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Just for the record, one of the things we've got to consider on conditional use is how it interrelates with the rest of the area and the neighborhood. So if you would, just why don't you describe what's around there on that particular road and sort of the surrounding uses and things like that.
My next door neighbor is actually is East Coast Garden Center, and that's currently what I maintain is their fleet. So we have a very good rapport with them, of course. And my neighbor on the other side is my parents, and my father's here. So that's it.
Are there any other uses around, like commercial or business type uses or anything?
The only one is
besides
Garden Center.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
And Ms. Wallace, do you have any questions? Right away. Ms. Cornwell.
No, thank you.
Sorry, I jumped the gun there. But anyway. Okay, Mr. Short, you're in a considered a low density area, generally not the places that we would particularly encourage businesses to locate. However, you have mentioned some circumstances that might mitigate that situation, and the commission will certainly take that under consideration. I'll ask you to take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application, and we'll go from there.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2068, Charles J. Short? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2068? Yes, yes, sir. Come on up.
Excuse me. My name is Dan Yaska. I live at 20 Tecumseh Pass, which is in Indian Summer Village. And I don't know Mr. Short, but the 20-some acres he's talking about is all farmland. And the Cordry Road is one side. Indian Summer Village is on the backside. My property and several others abut the property that he's on. And from my house, my neighbor's house, we're probably talking 8 to 10 houses along this border that look directly onto the field and onto the building. It was first a house, and I think 2 years ago he built the larger, I guess, shed for the auto repair. I had no idea at this time he was even doing auto repairs there. I am familiar with the East Coast nurseries next door because sometimes when the flood's out, in the past I heard they flood, they pump out the water from the rains, and it comes through that backfield and through our properties. Denrec has handled some of that. My neighbors, I'm probably at 8 or 10 of them. 90% I'm older than my wife and I are. So we're the youngest of the group, so that's why I'm here now. I had no idea until I got this letter 2 weeks ago and trying to find out what was going on. And I appreciate Mr. Ross for asking the questions that I had listed from talking to several of my neighbors. And, you know, what's the idea of a conditional use versus a commercial or business that I thought, you know, something like this more was. And it came up that we talked about how many cars are there. I mean, we look directly across this field, right? You know, the corn's down now, the soybeans down, and we see this. And if he's going to have cars there, are they going to be inside? And if they're outside, how many? Are they going to be stored there? But not many cars go in and get repaired in a day. If they have to get parts, they wait a day, they sit on a lot. When they sit on a lot, you're also talking, what repairs? Is it leakage, oils, solvents? I mean, you know, it plays a lot of things, I guess, with the environment. I even called, I'm sorry, I'm really nervous on this.
Sorry.
Okay, I even called Dover on wells. People were concerned about the water system. We all have wells. When we get flooded back here sometimes, especially when a couple of years ago when the big rains came in 2013, a lot of water came, and we don't know if it was pumped through the fields or what, but some of the other property owners actually had to wait till the wells kind of settled. The reason I'm here, that we have a snowbird, which they couldn't be here, they're down in Florida. My neighbor just turned 83. He's just about getting around with his wife. Like I say, it's about four or five properties that open right up to this. But on the other side of my street, they see through our property lines, and they have views of this. And we're worried about noise levels. I mean, right now it's very peaceful, quiet. It's woods. If he's going to put, you know, cars outside, cars inside. Right now he's got five. She's, you know, his wife is limiting. Is it going to be more? The hours of operations. I spent $10,000 last year to put a screen porch on the back of my house to look out over this. What am I going to look at now? I have no idea. If he's got cars outside, he's going to put fences around them so we get some kind of, you know, privacy, or, you know, rather look out at an area where you're going to see cars and storage and this. And the noise levels, fences, wells, hours of operation. And if he's going to go 5-6 days a week, that's really going to, a community of, I want to say it's 85 units in the Indian Summer Village. Mm-hmm. And probably more than a dozen of them are going to be affected by noise and the sights. And that's, you know, it's something I didn't retire and move down here for. I mean, if I'd have known this, I probably would have purchased a, you know, property somewhere else years ago. I am worried about cars. I know they leak, oils, solvents. If he's going to retire in 6 years and go larger, is he going to have a paint shop in there? So then you're talking paint sprays, you're talking, when they repair cars, you got to have ventilation, there's CO2. It's, you know, it's a lot of things involved. And I just don't, I mean, I'm not, I don't like, I don't, never met Mr. Short, but I just don't know why now something like that would be coming into effect. And I know it's a livelihood for somebody, but could it be somewhere else or something else? And it's just going to mess up the my area. And
let me assure you that, yeah, that if the commission were to recommend approval, it would be with a number of very specific stipulations, right, then, and we would do our best to address the concerns that you've expressed. As far as the visual impact, perhaps a landscape barrier between where his property is and where yours is. might mitigate that situation. I also want to just recall to you something that we talked about a little bit earlier, and that the application references a 24-acre site. The commission has the ability to severely restrict that use to a very small portion, less than 10-15% of the site. And given your concerns, if we were to look favorably upon it, I would imagine that we would restrict that that area to just the area around his shop building, which is a considerable distance, I think, from...
When I looked at the plot, I think it was a little over 800 feet from where our property's back up to, to his location.
And that with maybe some landscaping or a fence or something that would... so that you didn't have to look at it?
I think one time they did have a tree line back there, but I think the owner of that property sold it to Timbers or something.
As far as you're concerned about the well water, I would just point out to you that Mr. Short lives closest to that place, and I don't think he wants to do anything to endanger his family, and I'm sure he doesn't want to do anything to endanger yours. So.
I didn't know about wells and you know, how far it goes down. And I learned a lot in 2 weeks by going through the different agencies.
Well, your concerns are important to us, and the things that you pointed out are things we would definitely take into consideration in making a decision. If the commission does decide to approve it, I'm certain that it's going to come with a lot of stipulations that would be intended to address the things that you're concerned about.
My neighbors were concerned, and like I said, I wish they'd have been here with me too. But
well, the other thing I'm going to ask you to do, I'm going to ask you and Mr. Short to do, when we're done, when we're done with our public hearing, you're all probably going to leave. You're probably not going to spend the rest of your evening with us to see if we make a decision, but you're welcome to, and I'm going to invite you to. But I would strongly encourage you and Mr. Short to gather out there in the lobby, get to know one another, have a conversation. After all, you're neighbors. You should know each other.
I don't know if he's the one who comes out on farm equipment when they harvest the corn.
Well, you can ask him. That's the best thing.
Because it's noisy and smoky.
That's how we do it down here. You said you moved here from someplace else.
I'm originally from Baltimore, but okay. I lived 15 years in the state of Maine.
Generally, we have an issue with our neighbor. Do you know what we do? We go over to their house and talk to them. And that's what I would encourage you to do. Seem like a fine gentleman. He seems like a fine gentleman. I'm sure the two of you would get along just fine. And whatever your concerns you have, I would certainly encourage you to express them. I do want to thank you for coming and expressing them to us, because that's the only way we know, is if somebody tells us. So I appreciate your coming. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
No, I think, like I said, Mr. Ross was hitting the nail on the head.
He's
when
good,
I was sitting
there. He's good. He's done this once or twice.
I was just thinking,
his walls was telling me.
Now, the other three, not so much. But anyway.
It's like you get a letter. Wow. And we were in limbo. We weren't sure what was going to be done.
Except
and
for
I found out when we came here, it was going to be explained, and like I say, to a certain point. But then the whole back of the property was a different
thing. That's the whole purpose of a public hearing. Yeah. That's why we do it. We do it in an open meeting where God and everybody can hear what's being said and ask whatever questions they want to.
It involved a lot of...
Well, I appreciate you caring enough to show up.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to clarify that when I asked Mr. Short,
Mr. Short, would you mind coming back up?
There's a line around the building that he is saying that's the condition.
Yeah.
I don't know how that was advertised.
I don't think it was. It's delineating a driveway. It's indicated that it's delineating a drive-in parking area. It's not indicated as a zoning line, as a proposed conditional use.
So they'd have to come back in. If it was going to be approved, they'd have to come back in with a revised preliminary
site plan.
And the final site plan would have
to do all
reflect.
That anyway.
Yeah.
So but, I guess the point I'm making, if we're talking about restricting the 24 acres, which I think we probably all agree on, then the lines as offered by the applicant would be the benchmark to use.
Yeah. And typically on these two, there's, I don't want to say typically, in the past, there have been conditions imposed that it has to be within the existing buildings that are shown on the plan, and that any expansion or any additional buildings would require an amendment
back
to the conditional use. That kind of limits it, too. So,
and the limiting the number of vehicles is something that the commission has the ability to do, and seems like five seems to be the popular number. So,
okay.
All right.
We're good?
All right. Anyone else? Good?
Okay.
All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next public hearing.